For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. There once was a beautiful young woman a long time ago who fell in love for the first time with someone she wasn't supposed to. Someone out of her station in life. Someone that, according to the world, she was not supposed to love. Someone that she would not have been caught dead with in the societies that they found themselves in back in the ages where we were a little bit more hierarchical as a culture. And obviously this was a forbidden love, and so nothing came to fruition with it, because she was a fair lady, and she was not. Her mom and dad said that this is not going to be acceptable. But her beauty was so acclaimed that the king caught wind and started courting her. Now, the king would come up to her door and start singing a melody, a beautiful love song. And she would go into her inner chamber and meditate on her first love. Well, the king tried again the next day, and he would do juggling acts. And the fair young lady would go into her inner chamber and meditate on her first love. The third day, we see the king getting upset and starts pounding on the door, saying, "Let me in. I will marry you. I am the king." And the young woman goes into her inner chamber again and meditates on her first love. And eventually they break down the foot thick door, oak door, and the king comes running in anger and says, "What have you been doing? Have you not listened to my beautiful voice? Have you not heard my beautiful playing? Have you not seen the effort I'm going to court you?" And the woman looks up and is totally confused. She said, "What are you talking about? I haven't even heard you. I've been meditating on my first love." Brothers and sisters, this is a picture of what the world tries to do to the Christian and what we and our response should be to our first love, Jesus. The devil and the enemy tries everything he can possibly do to distract us from the first love of our Creator. Now, in Romans, Paul says, "Brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live." This fair young lady was an exemplar of a virtuous life that took intentional practice to turn away from the what the world calls normal and acceptable and even virtuous, when in reality it is not. The enemy tries to enslave us through our addictions, through our sins, and it is a very hard thing for us as Christians to turn away from the seducer of this world, because sin is very tempting. The enemy enshrines it and wraps it into a nice little pretty bow, to where it's like, I really want to partake in this, and all it's going to do is bring misery. Now, the great author and the great witty English author G.K. Chesterton once said that Christianity has not been tried and found wanting, or In other words, it's not the fact that Christianity has been weighed and examined and found useless to our culture or something where it's not useful to us anymore. G.K. Chesterton says that. He says, Christianity has not been weighed and tried and found wanting. It's been found difficult and left untried. Brothers and sisters, the path that we have chosen to walk in the path of holiness is a very difficult path. By ourselves, it is something that is impossible to do. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, it is possible, but it's not easy. And there is the reason why Jesus says it is a highway to hell, but the way to heaven is straight and narrow. It is something that we have to try to work at and meditate on our first love constantly, lest we be distracted by the juggling king of this world, the prince of the air, as Paul says, the distractor, the accuser, the one that is trying to everything in his power to turn our gaze and our minds from our meditation of our Creator and the good things that come with that. Brothers and sisters, Christianity, the way that we've chosen, the way God has revealed himself to us, has been found difficult and left untried. And even for those who have followed the path of righteousness, even those of us who have chosen to follow the path of holiness, there are still things that we might refuse to let go and give to God. There are social evils that we might, you know, unbeknownst to us, partake in. There is mass genocide happening all around the world, and famine and war, and all of these different things. There are people in our own neighborhood that don't have food to eat, and we turn away from that. So to say that Christianity is not difficult would be a foolish thing. To say that Jesus says to James and John, you will drink the drink that I will drink, but it is a drink of suffering. Brothers and sisters, we have chosen this way. God has chosen us and wants us to be in right relationship with him, but it is a path that requires suffering and sacrifice. And so with that, brothers and sisters, we have to be mindful of the sufferings of others, and the sins of ourself, our own interior life. It's not just enough to get angry about the injustices of what is happening in the world. Wendell Berry says that 1,000 people who are mildly agitated at one particular thing is no more than a crowd. It's not just good enough for us to be upset at the injustices and the things of this world, but we have to act upon it. We have to there has to be an interior change to the way that we live our lives. And the Holy Spirit molds us and shapes us into his own image. That is what it is, the Holy Spirit that enables us to do this. And so Jesus says in this gospel, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. That is why it's so important for us, like the fair young maiden, to continue to constantly be meditating on the person of Jesus Christ, our first love, and not be distracted by the juggling and all the things that the king has to offer. But of course, that's the king of this world, the prince of this world that tries to distract us. But our first love is the king of the universe. the King that brings about redemption and a change in our hearts. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit will be cut down. Jesus says that, and will be cast into the fire. So let us be wary of the fruits that we're producing. So, because Jesus says that, we will know our brothers and sisters by the fruit that they produce. We will know them by if their fruit is good, juicy, plump, good to eat, good to look at, or bad, withered, rotten, falling off the flesh, bitter. Jesus says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. And that is a terrifying thing. That is so, so scary for those who find themselves in a place where we are giving lip service to our Lord Jesus. But we're not meditating like the fair young maiden. We're not meditating on our first love, Jesus. Lord, and asking Jesus, Lord, please mold me, shape me. Show me where I am sinning that I may stop. Show me break my heart, Lord, for what breaks yours. That is the posture that we need to be having as Christians. Because Jesus says, Lord, Lord. Jesus says, not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of the Father, which is in heaven. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.